Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not trust in your own understanding. In all your ways, place your trust in Him, and He will direct your way. I have heard the comment made by people across the years of my life that when all else fails, trust the Lord. That's wrong. It's right to trust in the Lord, but don't wait until everything else fails. Trust in the Lord first and always. Do not wait until things get to the breaking point before you turn to the Lord. One of the greatest testimonies any of us can have is during the tough times and the difficult times of our life, people will see us relying on the Lord with victory in our hearts. Across the years, I have had the privilege of standing at the graveside of a loved one, saying that final earthly farewell, but at the same time knowing that I will see them again. What assurance that gives us that the farewell we say on this side of eternity is nothing. It's the eternity without God that is the final farewell. For those of us who are in Christ, our eternity has already begun. We are walking one step at a time with the Lord. What joy it brings to totally trust in the Lord with all of our heart, knowing that He has given us everything we need for righteous living, for victorious life that can be a light in a dark world. Live that light to the darkness around us. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we do have the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ in our hearts. I pray that we might live in such a way that people will see Jesus in us and be drawn to the light. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.